I'm joined by Bilal Betama, one of the organisers of the Rescue Benghazi protest on Friday. Bilal, do you regard the protest as a success?
Yes, it may have gone a bit further than what we wanted, but yes, it's a success.
But 11 people have been killed?
With 11 people being killed, yes, and the attacking the brigades that with the government. But it's a success. It's a success. You can't have a huge 100% success in these situations. But comparing, yes, that's what we wanted. The militias are put on notice, and everyone knows now that this country will refuse any extremists and will eventually get rid of them and become a country like we wanted on February 17th.
Do you think that the protest was a turning point in this fight against militias?
No, it's not a fight against militias. Those in the militias are not evil people or evil like evil. But we want a police and army. It's not like we don't want militias, and we want them to join the police and army, not just against them or something. They're good people, and they have saved Libya before, and we trust them. But it's time for legitimacy to take its place, or for the police and army. You can't build a country based on militias.
So do you agree with the government's decision to disband the militias?
Yes, but they still, of course, our so-called president, he's not a president, he's a head of GNC, the Congress, but not the... not the head of the state. He acted like an executive, but he's not. He's just a head of GNC, not the GNC, not the, the authorities. He acted out of his authorities. But I'm going to comment anyway. He stated that he still have militias under the government, which is still not disbanded, and we specifically asked for the militias under the government to be not just disbanded, but to be joining the army or the police as individuals.
So what's your issue with him with Magarev?
He's crossing his authority. He's being abusive of his authority. He's not a president. We didn't elect anyone in the GNC to become a president. We elected him to be a legislation body, not an executive body or a PM. We have another prime minister, not him.
But the other prime minister wasn't stepping in. Isn't it welcome that at least someone has taken a stand?
Someone take a stand, maybe the Minister of Defense or Minister of Interior, anyone, but not him. He's being abusive of his power. This is not the first time he crossed over with his authority.
But the other ministers didn't come forward. He did.
He did, and it's not his job. That's what we asked for. For people to do their jobs, the army to take his job. He specifically did exactly unlike that, and he didn't do what the people asked.
What do the people ask?
To dissolve all the militias, disband them all, not just the ones. These ones, under the government, okay, it's okay. They work under the government, but we want them to be disbanded as soon as possible, to be given a plan where they basically tell them you have 6 months or 3 months to be disbanded and join the army individually, not just as militias.
Hasn't he done just that? The army has said that militias must...
He just disbanded the militias, but not associated with the army or the police, the unofficial militias.
The army has said that militias need to get out of government buildings within 48 hours.
Yes, that's being said.
Is that welcome?
Yes, of course, yes. And they need to evacuate all the buildings that following the state and the government. That's not their buildings. And we want them to be disarmed. The whole arm, but their excuse not to be to be disarmed is that the army was some of the members of the old army are Gaddafi loyalists, and it's corrupt, and the police is corrupt, and that they won't work for these people. But if you're gonna say this, you can say this also about health and education and everything. In Gaddafi's Libya, it was all about corruption. So we must start building with what we have, not just fantasize about it.
How can you build with what you have? What more could they do?
What more they can do? Okay, we have we can train them. We can train the freedom fighters or the rebels, train them and make them into soldiers if they want, or policemen. And it's not going to take long. It's maybe 4 or 6 months. It's supposed to be happening already, but since the delay and since the government keep paying them the way they are, they won't join the army.
There are five groups in Derna have announced that they are disbanding. Is that something you welcome?
Yes, a lot. They are being extremely positive and really cooperative. We sent them our regards. They're actually being heroes in this situation. They actually said we will join the army and become part of it. And the past, Guardian itself, your newspaper, has described them as being terrorists or extremists. They're not. They just showed every Libyan that they're democratic more than anyone. They know the people didn't want them anymore. So they said basically we're going to disband and join the army and become official soldier or even leave the military life and back to their normal life, which I really respect and welcome. This is a brave move by them.
And what about the decision of Ansar al-Sharia to leave Benghazi?
It's not just leave Benghazi. We want them to be disbanded completely. But they won't be back, or they won't bother anyone. And actually, in South Korea, they're not that bad. They're some of them, most of them, are good people that helped cleaning the streets and secure hospitals and schools. And whenever you have an issue, they come and investigate and help you. Completely objective. Even if it's one of their people who did the mistake, they will punish him. But they didn't want to join the army, and that's caused them to be hated. And they're not even affiliated. They denied, and I believe them in the embassy attack. They're not affiliated with it. They're a bit extreme. Yes, they have some extreme elements. Yes, but they're not extremist militia or as they. Portrayed in the media, but they're not that bad.
Are you at all afraid that any militia members will seek revenge for the attacks on Friday night?
Probably.
Explain a bit more.
Yeah, probably there's gonna be some revenge to some extent. Yes, it's not acceptable, but expectable.
And who from? Just elements within those groups?
Not the Ansar Sharia, the extremists themselves. I believe that Libya is like any other country in the world, like US or UK, have some extremists that want to bother the government or want to bother the people, especially in Libya right now where everyone has a weapon. But I don't think they're going to be that dangerous or when we have our army who can deal with them.
The mortuary in Benghazi says that up to six people were executed, bound and shot. Who do you
Yes.
think was who was responsible for that?
I can't comment on because I don't know. I can't throw any accusations
Do you have
at
any
anyone right now.
theories? Who do you think it was?
Right. See, like I said, It may be even Pro Gaddafi, because they have been around the area, and we have some Pro Gaddafi in Benghazi, because they came from Sirte, and because you know Sirte is destroyed and suffering from a lot of things, but they are staying in Benghazi in big numbers. I suspect that they shot the officers, took advantage of the chaos that happened, and maybe takes some revenge.
But it could also be anti-Gaddafi, pro-revolutionary people.
To kill soldiers or to kill anyone, that's a stupid move. No one would dare to do it. Even if you have an extremist who did it, he would probably brag about it on the internet or shoot them or take a video of it, and would probably be surfaced right now. But if I heard anything, I would have said it. But I don't think anyone in particular can be associated with this act.
Are you more optimistic about the future of Libya?
Yes, after
Friday?
Optimistic more than ever.
Just explain.
Actually, the army are back on the streets, and you can see the army, actual army, and the actual police being at night. They even pull you over if they suspect you or anything, and being extra cautious, and the collecting individual weapons is beginning right now. They're doing their job, expected job. And the special forces came back from, which belongs to Benghazi, special forces belong to Benghazi, came back from another city and started doing their job and took over the three militia headquarters and buildings and other buildings. And they have put some militias on notice, small militias, like every neighborhood have a local council or something. They were put a notice to evacuate the building. Most neighborhoods did that already by Friday. So they're doing their job. The army actually got braver, and everyone is telling them, "Strike with iron fist. Don't worry about. Don't worry about us. We can defend ourselves. Or just take care of yourselves."
What do you think of the FBI investigation? Do you think they're going to find the killers of Chris Stevens?
I can't see any Libyan cooperating with them. Even myself, I don't see myself cooperating with FBI. I believe if I knew the Chris Stevens killer, I would hand him myself to Libyan authorities, not the FBI or even tell him.
Why wouldn't you cooperate with the FBI?
They'd probably send the guy to Guantanamo Bay, even if he's innocent. I don't trust them.
Okay, Bilal, thanks very much.
Okay, you're welcome.